You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with Procter & Gamble's amazing new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. Yes, today you'll see a wonderful new whiteness in everything you wash. You'll see sheets and shirts and napkins wash a brilliant snowy white. So white, you're bound to say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. With new white Oxidol, it gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get with any soap in the world. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. Now you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside. And as long as you use new white Oxidol, your clothes will keep this wonderful new whiteness throughout their life. And when you see the sparkle it gives to washable colors, you'll know that new Oxidol is truly safe. Your cotton prints, children's dresses, and play suits actually come out brighter. Just one look at the brilliant white wash you get with new white Oxidol, the beautifully bright wash, and you'll never be satisfied to use any other wash day soap again. Your dealer has new white Oxidol now, so get some. The next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well... Tonight's the night of Joseph's big date. Dinner at the country club with the glamorous Ann Morrison. Joseph was all set to leave. He'd been up talking to Faye in his room, and they just started downstairs when the doorbell rang.
I wonder who that is. Caller, is it supper time?
Shuffle went to the door, and there was Mr. Alfred Sinclair, the famous author who's come to Rushville Center with Miss Morrison to do the story of America's typical town.
Well, tarnation, look who's here. Ma, you got company. It's Mr. Sinclair. Come in, Mr. Sinclair. Come in. Ma'll be here in a jiffy. Nice to see you.
Joseph stopped at the head of the stairs as he saw the distinguished, handsome author in the doorway below.
Look, Joe, it's Mr. Sinclair. Come on, let's go downstairs and say hello.
Faye.
Hmm? What? What's the matter?
What do you suppose he wants?
What? Why, Joe, that's an ungracious thing to say. Why? Oh, well, I don't know. He probably just dropped in. Ma and I have given him a standing invitation any time he's out walking to come by. Oh, come on, let's go down. You're going to be late anyway. You said you had to be over for Miss Morrison by 6:30 or 6:45.
Do you suppose he knows I'm having dinner with her?
Why? What difference does it make?
I don't know. It seems kind of funny, doesn't it?
Funny?
Oh, the way they work together so closely, traveled around the world together.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Joe. Miss Morrison knows her own mind. If she wants to go out with you, what difference does it make whether she and Mr. Sinclair work together? Now, come on, let's go down.
Okay, it just struck me kind of funny for a minute.
Don't be silly. You look very handsome.
Oh, thanks, Faye.
Well, hello, Mr. Sinclair. How nice to see you. How are you tonight?
Joseph stood there on the stairs, self-consciously watching the handsome, distinguished-looking author down below with Ma and Shuffle and Faye. He looked at Mr. Sinclair's beautifully tailored clothes, his poise, his strong, handsome face, and the graying hair at the temples, while Ma said...
Well, Josephson?
Oh, hi, Ma.
Come down, son. You know Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, yeah. You bet, Ma. Hi, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Joseph. How are you tonight?
Oh, fine, thanks, Mr. Sinclair. I'm fine.
Well, Linda Goshen, this is a pleasant surprise, Mr. Sinclair. You coming back?
Well, I was out on one of my regular tours of the town.
Well, sweet Jerusalem, Ma, here's a man who makes tours of Rushville Center. Most folks find they can cover the whole shebang in no more than a hop, skip, and a jump.
Oh, Sheffield. Well, would you stay and have supper with us, Mr. Sinclair?
Well, Ma, I have a shameful confession to make. The fact is, I deliberately timed my visit so that you might have to ask me that.
Oh, heavens to Bessie, nothing would please us more than for you to stay. Evie and Willie will be coming along any minute now, too. Tonight is lodge meeting, you know. Evie and Willie sometimes come over, and then Evie stays with me and Faye while Willie goes off to the lodge meeting with Sheffield.
You know, Ma, maybe you'd better warn Mr. Sinclair that we have stew tonight.
Stew?
Lamb stew, Mr. Sinclair.
With dumplings, of course.
Oh, Linda Goshen got to have dumplings with stew.
And I can tell you, Mr. Sinclair, lighter, happier dumplings than Ma Perkins makes have never crossed the lips of mortal man.
Well, the gods are certainly with me tonight. Lamb stew with dumplings.
You like it, then?
Like it? Oh, such a feeble expression. Oh, yes, I like it very much. Nectar with ambrosia.
Well, then, Faye, we'll set another place at the table.
Well, are you sure? Okay. I won't be intruding.
Oh, no, we're real glad that you'll stay, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, thank you very much, Ma.
Joseph,
son.
I guess I'd better get a move on. Good night, Mr. Sinclair, and nice to have seen you.
Good night, Joseph. Nice to have seen you. Oh, let's have lunch someday soon.
Swell.
I'd like very much to talk to you.
Okay.
Now, whenever you have a little spare time, just give me a ring at the hotel, will you?
Yes, sure. You bet. Well, so long, Shuffle.
Good night, Joe.
So long, Ma.
Good night, son. I hope you have a real nice time.
Yeah, you bet. Night, Faye.
Good night, Joe. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks. Well, so long.
Good night, Joseph.
So long, Joe.
Well, Ma.
Well, I'm right on.
Looking forward to that, Joe.
Oh, you big dope. You stumble over your own feet.
Joseph stood on the porch for a few moments after closing the door. The great exuberance he'd felt earlier, just a little while ago, in fact, had all vanished. He peeked in through the window of the door at Ma and Faye and Shuffle, talking so warmly and gaily with Mr. Sinclair, and, well, Joseph suddenly felt alone. Very definitely out in the cold. He looked at Mr. Sinclair again. So much the man of the world. So very charming. His clothes so finely tailored. And Joseph found himself feeling a little shabby in spite of his new fall suit. He turned and walked from the porch, down the steps, and out towards the curb where Faye's car awaited him.
Oh, hello, Evie. How are you, Willie?
Hi, Joe.
You going out or coming in?
Out.
Oh, I thought so. You're all dressed up.
Yeah, I'm going downtown.
Yeah. Everybody here?
Yeah, they're waiting for you. Mr. Sinclair dropped in.
He's here?
He's staying for supper, yeah.
Jeepers. Is Miss Morrison with him?
No, he's alone. Just dropped in.
Well, come on. What are we waiting for, Willie? Come on, let's go in. So long, Joe. You're not coming in.
No, I've got a date.
Yeah, well, ta-ta.
So long, Joe. Good night, Willie.
Good night.
Jeepers, what do you know, Willie? Mr. Sinclair coming by for supper. Well, that turned Matilda Pendleton green again when I tell her.
I thought we were all done with gossiping, Evie.
All right, you can go too far with that, too, you know. This is every day a Mr. Alfred Sinclair comes dropping in.
Maybe he didn't drop. Maybe he was invited.
Neither Mon or Faye told me, so as I could dress for the occasion. What was that?
What was what?
That car. Somebody drive up?
Oh.
But it's Joe. He's taking Faye's car. Well, what's he need a car for?
How should I know?
There isn't any place in town you can't walk in 20 minutes. Who did he say his date was with?
He didn't say.
Jeepers, do you suppose... He was all dressed up, too. Come on, let's go in, Willie, and find out what gives.
Thoughtfully, Joseph drove towards the Rushville Center House, where he was to call for the beautiful, exciting Ann Morrison. But somehow the edge was gone off the date. He contrasted his clothes, his manner, with that of Alfred Sinclair.
Hello, Joseph. It's nice to see you. Let's have lunch someday. I'd like very much to talk to you.
In his mind, Joseph contrasted the smoothness and charm of the other older man with his own stammering and stuttering.
Swell.
He thought, driving along, of what he might have said, how he might have acted.
Yes, I'd like very much to have luncheon with you, Mr. Sinclair. It'll be a pleasure. When should we make it?
He felt very impatient with himself. He even began to wonder what he was doing, going to have a dinner with Miss Morrison. He was in his store suit, stammering, stuttering. But then he thought of the other morning when she went driving with him on the milk wagon. He thought of her eyes, her lips. And then he stepped on the gas and headed for the Rushville Center House.
Hello, Miss Morrison? I'm here. This is Joseph. I'm down in the lobby. Yes, well, whenever you're ready. I'll wait.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
That's what you'll be saying next wash day. Because now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Just see how white this new Oxidol is. But more important, see how white it washes your clothes. Everybody knows an Oxidol wash has always been one of the whitest washes in the world. But your new Oxidol wash will be the cleanest it's possible to get from any soap on earth. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, you're right. It's white. Even when you dry your clothes inside, new white Oxidol gives you the whitest Oxidol wash in history. And for washable colors, it's wonderful. Truly safe. Just see how they sparkle. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. Get it now. New white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, tomorrow, Joe has dinner with Miss Morrison. And Ma gets an idea that maybe Alfred Sinclair had a reason for dropping in, over and above having lamb stew with her and her family. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company.
You're...